The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
We played against the Sharks a lot. Mm-hmm. The identity of that team is, you know, you played against them last couple of years, but I don't know if you played with Warren Warsawski as the head coach against them. What's the like? I mean, that was a big talk of the town last year, is how hard his skates are. What are your first impressions of the team and Ryan Warsawski?
My booty's a little sore today. It was it's a tough skate, but, you know, the message was very clear starting today, was this is going to be a competitive team, and we're going to work, and we're going to compete teams, and I think you saw it in practice today. There was a lot of competitive drills, one-on-ones, two-on-twos, small area games, you know, things that are going to get us ready for the season.
You mentioned just the collective unit wanting to take a step forward, and that's kind of been the theme of everybody. What's the messaging been from the coaching staff, not only to you, but to the rest of the guys?
You know, that, you know, it's time to take the next step. You know, every team kind of goes through a rebuild. Every team, you know, needs to kind of retool, you know, salary cap, trades, whatever it is. Every franchise is going to go through that, and I think that part is gone, and it's time to start taking the next step. And I know that was, you know, one of the messages, you know, today too.
In your experience, is a room better with a captain, or does it maybe not need necessarily somebody wearing a C?
If you have the right captain.
Does this situation, there's so many new faces here, some young guys too, but maybe remind you of any bit place you've been in your career, just a team that's kind of trying to take that next step. And I mean, that first year in Vegas maybe, but, you know, was, any does this team remind you of any team you've been played on already?
Well, I guess when I went to New York, they'd kind of been going through a little bit too, and but at the same time, they had a lot of really good players. You know, that year I got there, we ended up going to the conference final. So anything can happen through a season. You know, I think you mentioned, you know, the first year in Vegas, you know, that team was made up of guys that teams didn't want them, and they let them go, and you know, we went to the final. So anything's possible if you have the right chemistry, you know, the right pieces, and everybody really wants to go to war for each other on the ice, and everybody loves each other off the ice. You know, crazier things can happen.
Your impressions of Macklin Celebrini so far?
I don't think he gets enough respect, that's for sure. You know, I watched him play last year. You know, he's up there with some of those guys, you know, if not better than some of those guys that people put ahead of him. So, you know, he works hard, he plays the right way, he plays hard. You can see it in the, you know, 5-5, 4-4 skates that we had before camp. So, you know, I expect him to have a big year, just like I'm sure he does.
You feel part of your role is just to make sure he has, you know, some space out there to do what he does.
Yes, have some space out there, have fun. You know, if you need somebody to talk to, you know, I've been through everything in this league. I've seen a lot, so you know, just kind of, you know, for anybody though, not just him, but you know, I hope guys feel comfortable coming to me with anything they need, and I think that's part of the reason I'm here.
Bart, we were just talking with Barkley, and he was saying that maybe the room was a little quiet last year outside of Mario Ferraro, maybe, but
won't be that quiet this year.
I'm just gonna say, is that, you know, you want to come in and try to liven things up a little?
I'm definitely not a quiet person, so yeah, no, it's gonna be a louder room this year for sure.
What do you mean by a lack of respect for Macklin?
I think guys put maybe Bedard and some of these other guys much further ahead of him, and I don't see it that way at all. I didn't see it that way last year, and you know, I think he's a better player.
When you look at you and what you talked about when we talked to you over the summer after you were traded here, just that motivation, how much fire does that give you? It's a fresh start here. You know, maybe things ended poorly in Toronto. How much fire do you have inside of you to prove that you can still play in the NHL?
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to do that last year, and I think, you know, the fit wasn't right. You know, maybe they just didn't see the fit for me there, and, you know, there was a lot of valleys, not a lot of peaks last year. So, yeah, I'm fired up. I want to come here. I want to help. I want to prove I got another year or two left in me. You know, I want to help, you know, change the course of this franchise. I look forward to opportunity.
Obviously, you know, getting traded, you don't have too much decision where you're going, but the Sharks traded for you. Do you feel like the fit here is maybe better suited for your style?
Yeah, you know, I've never had a good year out east for some reason. I've had okay, you know, parts of seasons, but I've always liked being in the West a lot more, so I'm glad I landed out here.
Are you excited to play? You know, obviously the Sharks haven't been what they were, but you've played against them in the playoffs. The fans here go rowdy. What do you think it's going to be fun kind of getting them on your side? This used to be one of the hardest buildings to play.
I hope so, because I'm sure they don't love me very much, but hopefully they do now.
In comparison to some other teams you've been, how, you know, they've made a lot of upgrades on the facility, practice facility. Just what do you think of it in comparison to some other places?
It's a nice room in here. I mean, this is a nice locker room, one of the nicer ones I've been to now. It's a little bit of a maze. Still trying to get used to it, but no, it's top of the line for sure.
Yeah. And I imagine the road room, though, at SAP Center wasn't so great, though, right, back in the day.
Haven't seen it, so I don't know. Yeah.
But the new one maybe would be an improvement.
Haven't seen any of it, yeah.
Also, too, wanted to ask you too, and just in relation to, you know, making space for, you know, some of the young kids. How are you going to do that?
You know, just being loud on the bench. You know, making sure that somebody goes after those guys, that I'm going after them, and having conversations, and, you know, sticking up for them when I need to. Playing physical. You know, I think when I play physical, it opens up room for everybody else. You know, I think everybody's kind of looking a little more over their shoulder, and when those top guys get on the ice, you know, maybe I'm out there. No, not with them, but, you know, maybe they think I am, and it'll open up some room for them. But I think, you know, just knowing the repercussions of going after our top guys, knowing that there are repercussions, is, you know, part of the reason.
And how does Mario compare to you in terms of volume?
Just a notch under me, I think. Yeah.